want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim fram sauce with the os and fay, with shafafa on the side.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is fondue. Those of you who listen to my show know I'm from the Midwest originally, the North Country above Chicago. In the colder months, a dish like fondue would not have been uncommon nor unwelcome while sitting around watching football while the snow flies outside. Several years back, I was asked to go to a bookstore in Chi-Town and sign my then-new cookbook. They asked me to bring some food along. A cookbook section of a bookstore never has a stove, so I had to think of something they could eat, and I didn't want them to eat something cold, not in December. I prepared my Spanish cava fondue recipe of ours. They warmed right up. It's easy to warm up to fondue, and that the word comes from the French verb fondre, which means to melt. The classic fondue is made with Emmentaler or Gruyere cheeses and a bit of white wine to provide acidity. In that book, I wrote, I give mine an Iberian twist by using Spanish manchego cheese and a sparkling Spanish champagne-styled wine, also known as cava. Either way, it's delicious and one of those perfect retro party foods. I'll bet if you still have a fondue pot, you'll get a broad smile from your friends if you make them a fondue. The great chef Jacques Pepin dined at our restaurant. It was one of the great thrills of my professional career. A nicer man, a more sincere man, you will not find. He is also a bona fide expert who blows away the vast majority of so-called chefs one sees populating our television screens. His encyclopedic knowledge of food is nothing short of astonishing, and he continues to teach and inspire at an age where many would retire. Chef Pepin wrote, "Winter is the smell of burning wood in the fireplace, comforting bean stew and split pea soup with ham, cheese fondue, and the feasts of the holidays. This is the best time for small children, and I can see myself and my daughter, Claudine, making caramel candies in the snow." Although the French gastronome Jean-Anthelme Briat-Savarin referred to fondue in his highly regarded 19th century book, The Physiology of Taste, the dish remained a peasant dish until it was introduced in the U.S. in the 1950s. One chef in New York came up with the idea of a chocolate fondue, which one dipped pieces of cake, fruit, or cream puff pastry into the warming chocolate. As that idea showed that one could go well outside the world of cheese to make a fondue, I decided to create one with a rich, savory mélange of black beans. I cooked black beans with a decidedly extra amount of liquid, a combination of sherry, sherry vinegar, and chicken stock to be precise, added some spices, and let the mixture stew for a long time. The result was a near inky black mixture that nearly had the texture of melted cheese. I set out wedges of toasted Cuban bread and scattered some salsa over the mix. Our guests sopped it up. I'm sure it would have confused Monsieur Briat-Savarin. Let me leave you with a quote from Chef Pepin. "There is something evanescent, temporary and fragile about food. You make it, it goes, and what remains are memories." I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
I'll stop the world and melt with you. Stop the world. You've seen the difference, and it's getting better all the time.